Johnny, I suppose there's only one place to start, and it was late drama, and Christy has won the Conor McGurk Cup.
Aye, look, it was a great... I actually missed it because I was trying to sort out a substitution when Eamon Cassidy was hurt. But look, I mean, it was the last puck of the game, or we thought it was going to be the last puck of the game. As soon as the free was given, he went and got the ball straight away. And look, I mean, he had won earlier in the match that should have stood, in my opinion. And look, he's just deadly from that range. Like, Luke White was off, so, I mean, it was a good opportunity to have a go at it. And look, if you hit the target, you have a chance, and we'll take it.
In terms of the game, Donegal had their spell, you had your own, and then they get four in a row before half-time, and you chased it for a long time in the second half and won it, but that's generally the story. But what's your take on it, and how do you think you did?
I think that's fair enough. I mean, I thought the first 7 or 8 minutes was probably nip and tuck, even enough. They were probably 2 or 3 up at one stage. And then I thought probably from maybe 8, 9 minutes into the match, probably to 25, 26. Mm. I mean, I thought we were totally dominant. We won both sets of puck outs. We were one in mountains of ball. We were out in front inside, but maybe just wasn't sticking. We went 7-6 up. And I thought at that stage, like, we were really, really going well. And then we totally stopped. We had an awful last 4 or 5 minutes of the half. Ended up getting in 10-7 down. Came out, got the first point of the second half. And, I mean, I felt the second half we were just poor. I thought we tried really, really hard. We didn't execute enough. We didn't want enough breaking ball. We weren't clinical enough up front. I thought we defended really well. I thought there was a lot of dubious decisions went against us, you know, which probably played into the way that we were playing. I mean, overall, I thought the game was fairly even. You know, the way it finished, it's robbery, like, whenever you get beat with the last puck. But I mean, I thought it was a very even match against two teams who probably are fairly even in where they're at.
You said that a good few times last year in reference to Derry and Donegal. I think it was one of the games. I think you said that was the game in Celtic Park. Or was it one of the games? I think it was one of the group games. Didn't really tell the whole story. I remember saying something along those lines.
I suppose we played them in the last game to stay up, and we
league game. That was it.
We were brilliant that day, and we had them a few weeks later. And look, thank God we're getting out the right side of these games with Donegal. But I mean, look, they're a serious team, and Mickey's putting in serious work with them. Today really was, we talked about it during the week. Like, today was about getting prepared for next week. You know, of course we wanted to win the Conor McGurk Cup. It's a brilliant competition. But ultimately, it was preparation for next week. And I mean, Micheál was missing out there today, and Cormack was missing, them with a few injuries and a few boys not coming back. So, like, you know, there was plenty of players there that we needed to see, you know, right at the finish. I thought Rory Biggs came on there, only a young lad, won a couple of important balls for us. Eoghan Boylan, first out, and after playing the All-Ireland Football Final last week, came on, won a few important ones. Owen Scullion, the same. You know, and, guys that have drafted in this year, Joe Mahon and Cathair McGilligan, I thought were absolutely unreal at the back, and have been through this competition. Darren McGilligan gives us plenty up front, you know, and I think we're going in the right direction. We're working really, really hard. And look, all roads lead back here next Saturday to Kerry.
Cormac and Micheál, injuries or just a break?
Between the
club scene, or what way?
Cormac's on holiday, and
thought I spotted that somewhere.
Micheál's is a bit more complicated, but he was in Belfast to play the match.
Think he wasn't on his own.
He was in Belfast to play the match, and he wasn't available to come back down the road to play the match. But look, the two of them will be fine for next week, and we'll be ready to go.
Injury wise, what are you like? Did I see him and Conway getting sort of a bit of work done during the warm up? Are you missing men that are going to miss a while?
Him and Conway's probably a month away. He's rehabbing an injury that came out of last season. Conor Meelock has a torn hamstring, probably a wee bit away. Aidan O'Hagan tweaked a hamstring the other night, is a bit away. Sean Martin Quinn is probably a couple of weeks. Like, we've plenty of injuries, but we're probably nobody that's going to be back over the next 3 to 4 weeks. We would think Ryan McGarvey probably back training next week.
Nobody's going to miss a season.
Nobody's going to miss a season. You know, Conway's is probably one that's a bit of a concern, just because it's ongoing long term. But look, we're hopeful that he's going to make it back for us.
And I suppose more generally, looking forward into the league, what is the thoughts?
I suppose, like, this competition's a good indicator. Like, given the turnover in players that we've had, Mal, like, I think it's 16 at this stage. It's very hard to know exactly where you're at. You know, and we'll know next Saturday evening in here. Like, the league for us is about survival. You know, it's about getting enough points, you know, and if you get them and you get a chance to push on, then happy days, you know. But I think this league will be probably split in two, if not split in three. You know, I think Westmeath and Laois have been operating at the bottom of McCarthy level, top of McDonagh level for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. You know, time will tell. I think they'll be very strong in this league, so them two games are going to be extremely difficult. Meath and London, the you know, two teams that won, that have beat us in Christy Ring finals, and then obviously ourselves and Mayo. So it'll probably even itself out, but I would think that Westmeath and Laois are probably heavy favourites to go up. But look, we want to get enough points to make sure that we're safe and prepare for the summer.
As you say, changing the personnel, like Rory has went to play football. I believe a few of the lads have stepped away, you know, experienced lads. So, but you sort of just have to look at the cards on your table and go with it. That's, I would imagine that's the general thought.
Aye, look, I mean, of course there's disappointment with the players that had left, but I mean, we have to move on from that. Like, Rory's a way to play football and the very best of luck with him on that. A few of the other, I mean, we've lost, I think, five players there who have won Champion 15 All-Stars over the course of the last couple of months. Like that, I mean, it's serious quality, you know, on top of a few lads who came out of under 20 All-Ireland winning teams that have stepped away. Like, you know, we have lost quality, but we've added quality in. Mm-hmm. You know, we're very happy with what the squad is now. Of course, the door's never closed for anybody, mm-hmm. but I mean, what we have now is going to push Derry on over the course of this season.
And this competition, obviously, you got the games in it, you got a ding duster. And I suppose you get silverware and you got lads playing in a game where there was something at the sideline.
Oh, 100%. I mean, as I say, it's a brilliant competition for, like, I didn't know the man, but I mean, a brilliant hurling man, a brilliant Queens man. So, like, it is a brilliant competition. I think they probably need to do something in terms of maybe pre-Christmas to, you know, it's very, very tight.
Mickey McCann said something similar to me there.
I can't see why it has to be played within 3 weeks in January. Like, there's no reason it couldn't. For example, go to a couple of groups, you know, and play a couple of games pre-Christmas, and everybody gets their games, you know. And
because the most important thing is the games to you.
Aye. Well, I mean, everybody's playing the games anyway. Mm-hmm. Everybody's playing each other pre-Christmas, you know, and then you at least you've got a wee bit of time to work with. I mean, if this game wasn't played today after being called off in the dub, it's not getting played. I mean, there's no time in the National League to play it. There's a week break or maybe 2 week break between that and the championship. So I mean, the game's not getting played.
And that's a break that you need as a break.
You need the break to get players freshened up again. So I mean, look, in terms of, I love it. I think it's a brilliant competition. It's a brilliant competition for all the teams to blood young players. Like you know, if we were going straight into the National League with some of the young lads that we had out there today, would we be able to bring them in? Probably not at this stage. Mm-hmm. But look, now every one of them has played three games there. So I mean, it is. It's a brilliant competition to build players.